one thing us Scots can spot a mile off is rubbish.
There is no out for Scotland. It's difficult to play the passing game.
We've seen enough rubbish to last a lifetime.
Bertie Vogt's reluctant to make that change.
So the hell with all that rubbish.
So, let's prove Rodri right.
Is the way they play. For me, it's a bit rubbish.
And be utterly rubbish again.
Scotland 2, Spain 0. Come pick you.
Scotland in Spain on the verge of qualification.
Hi, I'm John McGinn.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night for Scotland. A win or a draw in Spain will secure qualification for Euro 2024. A defeat might even be enough if Norway fail to beat Cyprus in the group's other game. And Steve Clark's side have already managed one famous result against the Spanish in this campaign. Can they do it again? An extended show for the big night in the company of Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
It's a unique situation we find ourselves in, Gordon, where we've got the chance to qualify. It's in our own hands, away against the Spanish, but what's also unique is it's not win or bust. Things can work in our favour that we actually don't have to win, and we can still qualify, and we can even wait to Sunday to get the job done. It's testament to the great work that Steve Clark and his players have done in this campaign, and have got a chance to wrap it all up in style this evening against Spain.
Doesn't get any better, I've got to say. I think Mark hit the nail on the head there. We're not under severe pressure, like to get over a line very quickly, but we're in a terrific position, Gordon. Looking forward to this game tonight. And I've got to say, I think the Tartan Army and everyone concerned will give me a bit of confidence.
Come on down, 01419511025. How many qualification campaigns have either ended in disappointment or didn't even get far enough to end in disappointment? It feels very different now. So pick up the phone and share the big match build-up with us. Who do you think should play? How do you see the game going? Will it be secured tonight? How will that be secured? Will it have to wait until Sunday? Will it get even more nervy further down the line? Get all your thoughts over to us, please. Of course, extra points if you're calling from Seville, like a few people did last night. But we won't discriminate against those of you who are here at home as well, hopefully settling down for a big night in front of the TV and the radio, because we are here until an undisclosed time. We'll see how it goes, right? We'll see how it goes. 01419511025. And by that, I don't mean if Scotland are 3-0 down in half an hour that we'll switch off. But we'll
it's got to work both ways, surely. Surely we're allowed to leave early if we're getting hammered. Equally, listen, if we win, we'll happily stay on to midnight. But
2 in the morning? Well, 3 in the morning?
Maybe no.
Yeah,
what's your cut-off? What time you teeing off in the morning?
10 to 8, so we're here at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Good, right. 01419511025, that is the number you need. Let's hear from you. How are you feeling tonight? Because it is exciting, it is a huge incentive, but let's be under no illusions. Spain are quite good, and they will be a bit annoyed, I think, after the job that we did on them at Hampden. They have certainly found their shooting boots since then. They won't make as many changes to the team. They have home advantage. If they took us lightly last time, you'd have to assume that they won't. So it is going to be a massive ask. But just imagine securing qualification for a European Championships on match day 6. That is what lies in wait tonight. That is the potential achievement for this Scotland side, and it would be sensational if it happens. So get your calls in the build-up to the game, 01419511025. How do you see it going? Are you confident? Are you optimistic? Are you nervous? Or are you fearing the worst? Who should play? Some elements of that team clearly pick themselves, but there is no Kieran Tierney. The full system is built on trying to fit Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson into that team. So what does Steve Clarke do tonight? Does he stick with the back three and put someone else in? Does he move to a back four? Who needs to play? Who do you think should be left out? All of the usual big match questions, get them answered for us, because matches don't come much bigger than this. 01419511025. Let's go to Seville and speak to Gabriel.
Thank you, Gordon, and good evening from Estadio de la Cartuja, this beautiful sunny stadium here in Seville. Scotland's Day with Destiny is here. Draw against Spain this evening and their place at Euro 2024 will be sealed. Now, it may sound straightforward, but everybody knows it's an almighty task. Up against a Spanish team who've grown since their 2-0 defeat at Hampden. They've won every qualifier since, won the Nations League, and they've won their last 24 home Euro qualifiers. What a stat that is, but what a night it could be if Scotland were to change that. And as you said, don't forget, there could be a favour from Cyprus elsewhere. If Norway drop points, then it will all be sealed as well. Enough doom and gloom, no, enough negativity. I spoke to John McGinn yesterday. He promised there is more to come from this Scotland team. They're only on the way up. And he said a victory here would eclipse all else he has achieved in the blue of the national team. And manager Steve Clarke says his players have a newfound belief built on recent results over the past 2 and 3 years. He hopes that can secure them at least a point tonight. And there's over 4,000 supporters here, Gordon. Most of them gathered in the Almeida Square. Fans with flags from Elgin to Edinburgh. Renditions of Super John McGinn and Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. Reminiscent of the European Championships 3 years ago. And everyone's just so full of confidence. I've got to say, several people wearing t-shirts taunting Rodri after his comments 6 months ago. Someone must be selling them somewhere. I've got to get my hands on one. But anyway, they will hope he'll be equally as unhappy this evening. You talked about team news there, of course. No Kieran Tierney, that's a huge miss. The big question is, who'll replace him? Perhaps a John Souter or a Scott McKenna? Even the possibility of a four at the back, although Steve Clarke did seem to dismiss that earlier in the week. Expect the usual midfield quartet of McGregor, McGinn, McTominay and Gilmore, and then one of Adams or Dykes up top. Fans are starting to stream into the stadium, Gordon. The sun is just setting on the far side. I can't wait for this one to kick off. I'll bring you the team news when I get it in the next 45 minutes.
Very jealous of Gabriel being in Seville, but we are in the next best place. On Clyde One Super Scoreboard until the end of this game and beyond, 0141 951 1025. How big a night is this? For all those years of misery, qualification campaigns that just didn't even get going, to have the chance not only to do it so early, but then, as Mark says, that gives you further opportunities, you know, should it not happen tonight.
Like, I've not been kidded here. This is a very difficult evening. You know, a wounded animal. They come out and had a few strong words against the style of play of Scotland, but we're not really caring about that. But we've got to go there with a lot of confidence, and there's not the greatest pressure in the world on us, because I do believe we will eventually secure that spot in the Euros. It'd be lovely to do it tonight over there in their own back garden, Gordon. That'd be sweet, but it will be a very difficult game, and all eyes will be on the lineup of Steve Clarke tonight. That's going to be so important.
Let's bring in John, who's on the line. John, how are you feeling?
I'm all right, guys. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Are you? Where would you describe yourself in the confident to fearing the worst scale?
Well, I was just actually going to say that myself there. I would say I'm about 60% confident, because that guy last night, Tommy.
Oh, well, yeah, well, Tommy was like, I don't know, 300% confident. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a healthy amount. Was that him that said 4-0 to Scotland?
Yeah, Tommy last night, it was the first caller on. Mm-hmm. I was laughing my head off. But I think it'll be 2-1. I think that's a reasonable score for Scotland.
Reasonable, all right. I'd take a bit of that.
2-1 to Scotland.
Reasonable, says John.
He's only 200% confident.
We'd accept that, would we?
I think so. I think we'd be quite all right. We'd be disappointed right enough to lose a goal over there.
Gotta keep a clean sheet.
I mean, come on, look, let's get realistic. Scotland were outstanding that night at Hampden, but Spain, since that game, Spain have beaten Italy in the Nations League semi-final, beaten Croatia to win the Nations League, and scored 13 goals in their last two games. We're up against a team banging form away from home, but what you can take from it, the players will know the challenge that lies ahead. But it's experience of playing top class teams. That's why your individuals have got better on this stage. Playing good opposition, be the same again tonight.
Do you know what I like about it, Gordon? Because if Rodri thinks that was rubbish, he ain't seen nothing yet, would be the suggestion. Scotland were actually particularly good that night and kind of went for it and had their moments going forward. I hope we absolutely stink the place out tonight, just to really annoy him. Obviously, as long as it ends in in result? Because that's the funny thing about all that talking. I don't think that was a really, you know, one of those backs to the wall, you know, kill the game performances from Scotland. It really wasn't. Would I take one tonight though? Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be a different game tonight. Scotland were up and at them at Hampden. The huge backing of the Hampden Road behind them as well, Gordon, helped them. Spain had a lot of changes, but Mark highlights it there. They're banging for him. They're banging for him. There's no doubt about that. They're a wounded animal. They will have been hurting leaving Glasgow. But I still look at this Scotland team, and defensively tonight, we will need to be really strong. We will need to be really strong and good in possession. But we've certainly got the players, and we've got the threat, because no better McTominay comes on, you know, for Manchester United. Mm. He's going in with great confidence, scoring for fun for Scotland. We've got Super John McGinn, you know. So if the back, I'm going with a back three tonight. I think he'll stick with that with the two wing backs. If they can be nice and solid, the concentration's good, and keep the game alive, because we don't want to lose anything early and put our backs to the wall, then I think we could be in for a lovely night.
John, Spain have scored 13 goals in the last two qualifiers. How good is the defensive performance going to need to be to limit them to the one that you predict tonight?
Well, I was actually saying that to my friend at work today. I was thinking we need to maybe go a back three, obviously with a back five option there. But I think, obviously, with Tierney being out injured, who do you replace him with? Because obviously we've got a good few options there, but I think
I'd take an extra man.
A great chance of winning now, John.
Yeah, but honestly, see, Super John McGinn, as you said, that guy, he's going to score tonight. I'm telling you guys, watch this space. I will
watch it intently, and I hope you're right.
Don't turn over.
Three, watch it. Watch it.
What do you think? John thinks they'll stick with the back three. So does your esteemed colleague, Mr. DL.
I think you've got to. And I think Steve Clarke's loyalty, not only his players, but his system, more often than not, is what's got us in this position. So even missing Kieran Tierney, who's a huge part of that, I think it'd be madness to change it, because you get so much at the top end of the pitch as well. Those wing backs are going to be key tonight. I mean, the three centre halves, if it goes that way, you're going to have to defend your box incredibly well and plug those gaps. Those wing backs have got to be tucked in as well, because Spain will look to play through you.
Does it become harder though? Because, like, I obviously follow your logic. For any team, say any team played a back three, a back five, and one of the centre backs got injured, you would just keep that shape. But just because specifically what Kieran Tierney does, like I said at the start, it was a system that we utilised to fit him and Andy Robertson in.
Yeah.
It also is actually one of our bigger attacking threats. You only have to go back to the Spain game. That's your one of your back three who's rampaging up the left to set up the goal. Is there, even if you don't think that they will, is there an extra temptation for Scotland to go to a back four because of that? Do you know what I mean? If you put Scott McKenna in there, who's very good in his own right, he's not Kieran Tierney.
Oh, of course not. But I think the bigger emphasis tonight is on being a solid defensive unit, and I think you're going to need as many bodies in there as possible. If you go with those two centre-halves and two full-backs, then there's a danger that you could get stretched. The way that Spain play, those lovely little passes in and around you, it's hard to plug those gaps. I think when you've got like for like, you only swap one player, okay, you're sacrificing that attacking threat that Tierney gave you, but you're probably concentrating on the job in hand.
Who then?
In the back door.
You've got a back
pick
three.
One.
I've got my team that's sitting there. That's the team that Steve Clarke will play tonight.
Who replaces Kieran Tierney?
McKenna, all day long. All day long.
Left footed.
Give him the pace.
Quite quick.
Gives him the balance. He's never got to change the back four tonight. Not for me. I'll be.
Did it against Ukraine, though.
I know that, but we've.
The only
we've,
thing would be that
we've developed a great system here. Mark talks about it. Look, it's one for one. Tierney will be a big miss, of course he will. But the rest of the plan fits in brilliantly. So why all of a sudden just go, right, we're missing Tierney, let's go to a four, let's change one or two positions, middle apart, let's maybe bring in, you know, Christie, who's done reasonably well. I can see all the arguments for that. But just for the sake of tonight, where everybody's playing with a lot of confidence, we've really taken this group by the scruff of the neck, one in, one out for me. And I think it'll be McKenna, because he gives them everything he wants.
It's hard to argue with McKenna, really. You touched on it, plenty of pace, left sided.
So what, Porteous, Hendry,
and McKenna? McKenna. Is Suter, is he the other option? Again, Suter composed in the ball. So the argument would be for that, composed in the ball. We're going to need to be composed in the ball when we get it, because we don't just want to get away. Suter's a threat in the opposition box. He's shown that before, and a very good defender. However, that left sided role might just not suit him. You know, if you've got a left sider there, you're probably just better to put him in. Look, Steve Clark's surprised us before with one or two decisions. He might have one up his sleeve there, but with Daz, I think the rest of the team is as easy a pick as Steve Clark will ever get.
Is it though? So who plays up front?
Adams.
So Dykes did well against Spain at home.
He did.
Yeah, I think Dykes will come on at some part of the game. I think he sticks with the Adams partners. Well, McGinn and McTominay there, McGregor and Gilmore will sit and protect the back three, back five. Robertson, Hickey up and down the flanks. I agree with Mark. I'd be very surprised if he throws a spanner in the works tonight, going, I really will. And I know what Mark's saying about Suter, but I just think McKenna playing at the level he's playing at week in, week out, that left side, that bit more of a pace, I think he'll go with McKenna rather than
Suter. Thank John, who will not be taking his eyes off the game tonight by the sounds of it. That's what we like to hear. Sean is in the Gorbals. Sean, how's it going?
How you doing, guys? Thanks very much for having us on.
Pleasure. What are you thinking tonight?
A big fan of the show as well. I was listening, again, I religiously listened to you guys, and it's the comments that was coming out last night were just, we need a reality check here. A big reality, as much as I phoned up when Kenny was on the panel, just explaining how well this Clark's done well with the team, but we need to take a wee step and realise we're really going to have to be defensively on the ball like never before. Tierney, I think, been missing is a big blow, certainly in my eyes, because it seemed to be we were doing really well up that side. I think we're going to have to catch him in the hop. The big boy Tominic scored two goals. I think he'll be a big player we're looking for, especially catch them in the hop. But defensively in the midfield, the boys are going to have to play it nice and tight.
Yeah, I think that's is important. Look, we for any result like what happened at Hampden in March to occur, we probably played near our maximum.
Yeah.
And Spain were below theirs. So, you know, you need that probably to happen again. Gordon, they look like they're in a better place.
Oh yeah.
But look, history, they obviously a draw is enough. They do not lose at home in qualifiers. They just don't. Like, go back however many years as you like.
I'm not getting carried away with, look, I think we're playing very well. Of course the results are there, it shows that. I'm not getting carried away. I think the best we can hope for tonight would be a point, a draw. And that's all we're looking for, Gordon. I think we're well organised. I think we're disciplined. I think we've got threats at set plays as well, which could cause them a problem. But you're right. This is a different Spain team from Hampden that we're taking on tonight. They're at home. They're banging for them.
They made changes that night.
They made a lot of changes, yeah. And obviously, all of a sudden, the big guns are about, and they're getting in with a lot of confidence. And Mark highlighted how many goals they're scoring as well. If I'm sitting here right now, 8 o'clock, and somebody says, look, there's a point, you're taking all day long, because I think it'll be a very difficult task to go and win three points tonight. But I still think we're in the game with a point.
And it was only a friendly, I think we can say that now. The slight tongue-in-cheek. Everyone was confident before the England game, Mark, and we got a bit of a reality check in that one. However, even if it doesn't work out tonight, even if Sean's right and people are being too confident, what does that say about where the team has got to, that we're even having the discussion of, you know, giving ourselves a chance tonight?
Well, it's the luxury they've afforded themselves with how they've played. Particularly, well, look, we're chatting about this home game against Spain, and sometimes those can spring up. We've seen it before. But really, the most impressive one for me was the way at Norway, where we're at the game and we're horrendous the first half. You just could not see where that was coming from. Showed a real fighting spirit within the team, but real quality when it was needed in high pressure moments. And that's what we've got. We've got players that can deliver at that stage. So even if we keep ourselves in the game and we get an opportunity, I've got more confidence now than I have done for a long time in the Scotland side that somebody could take the chance. But to be chatting about this in match day six is incredible. You know, they've gave themselves some opportunity. They've restored faith. The country has got sheer belief in them. And I don't think there'll be many racing to the bookmakers to put on a bet that Scotland will win the night. But I think everyone's confident that we'll get there. And that's the main aim, to get to the Euros.
Thank you to Sean, 01419511025. Good time to call. We'll get you on next.
Scotland in Spain. 41 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It's Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here on a huge night for Scotland. We're building up to kick off. Team news won't be too far away, so get your calls in. And it is an extended show tonight as well, so these two will keep you company potentially very late into the night, depending how it goes. We will see. I won't make any promises on that front. Oh, right, I'm delighted about this, because last night, maybe around this time, we took a call from Josh. Now Josh, to paint the picture, was meant to be in Seville, but he forgot that there's a time difference. So he booked the wrong train, missed the train. They then had to hire two cars and drive 3 hours through the countryside. But he's phoned back in, which I hope, Josh, is with news that you've made it.
We are here, Gordon. Yes. We're outside the stadium right now, gate 12. Here we go. We're about to walk in about 20 minutes or so.
How was the night? You had the villa booked and all that stuff. It all work out all right?
The thing with the getting down to Seville, right, that's all worked out, right. We got the digs and all that, right, that's fine. Well, Seville's been fantastic. It's about 30 degrees, right. Hope you're enjoying Glasgow, by the way. It's about 30 degrees, right. The sun is splitting the skies. We've all got the taps off, get the beers out. It's fantastic.
It does sound only one thing it could ruin this. The game.
No, that's taps the thing. Off. I think they'll have a good night regardless. Right, Josh, talk to me about football. You've got the big build up. You sound happy, merry. Are we going to get the job done tonight?
Sad to say, Gordon. I mean, they are a great team, you know. Look, I said to you last night, look, we beat them last time at Hampden, so why can't we now, right? But, you know, it's still the same. So we'll know what they're coming up against tonight. So I think it probably is a bit of a far stretch tonight. But, hey, see if we do get even a point tonight to win, to qualify. I think the Tartan Army will be partnering in Seville till tomorrow, at least I will.
There's not a chance you'll be able to speak to us after the game if it does go to plan, will you?
Listen, mate. If we get a point tonight, I'll go be home to the next month.
I like Josh. Yeah. Definitely phone back in, Josh. If we win or get a point.
Right, Dazzler, how you doing, mate? Right.
I'm doing all right, Josh. You missing me over there?
Seville, listen, I've got a big shout out for you, mate.
Go on.
My mate Alison, she's out here. She said, I absolutely love Gordon Dale. She's asked me to give you a shout out.
Brilliant. Tell Alison I love her too.
Well, I'll tell her that, mate, right? Listen, you'd absolutely love it out here.
I think we nipped this in the bud. Thank you to Josh.
I'm on my way.
That was Josh's call, sponsored by San Miguel, and we'll speak to him a bit later on. Maybe we will see how it goes. Wow.
Where was that? Oh. You should have left that. Where
you
was that going?
Love it here. Love it here.
Oh, me, Josh, and Alison. What a night we would have had.
Anyway, on that note, forget that trio. Which trio is playing at the back for Scotland, Gabriel?
Clyde One Super Scoreboard Scotland updates with Moyer and Sweeney Litigation, the top team for your defence.
Gordon, we've just got the team news here at the Estadio de la Cartuja, and the big news is that Scott McKenna is given the nod to replace Kieran Tierney in the back three, whilst Billy Gilmore drops out. Ryan Christie will start in midfield, and Lyndon Dykes is preferred to Shea Adams up top. So let me give you that team a quick run through. It'll be Gunn in goal. A defence of McKenna, Hendry and Porteous, with Hickey and Robertson as the wing-backs. McGregor and McTominay in midfield, with McGinn and Christie just ahead of them. Dykes leads the line.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's start from the back. We all called it, I think. Yeah. Stick with the back three. Bit of continuity. Scott McKenna, he's left-footed. He's still quite quick. He replaces Kieran Tierney. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Further forward's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hate to say, I sort of tried to tell you so. With Lyndon Dykes. And clearly Ryan Christie then, what is that, legs, try and get us up the pitch,
I mentioned Christie. Yeah, I can. Do you know something? I'm not against that, Gordon.
No.
As much as I'm a Gilmore fan, McTominay has been a great threat going forward for us, but he can sit there with McGregor, great experience. I think he gives us good energy from Christie, McGinn playing off of Dykes. I was right in the first place. I've got Adams.
Got another go at that.
Yeah,
there only are two options.
Playing off of Dykes. Adams will come on late in the game.
Score the third.
Yeah, but do you know what? I've looked at it. I quite like it. I think I'm not going to criticise that team. I think that's a very well thought out side tonight. Bags of energy, bags of legs in there, bags of ability. Yeah, I'm quite happy to go with that.
Mark, I can see the two sides of the exact same point on Billy Gilmore, where maybe you think, well, you don't play him because you're not going to have as much of the ball and he's very good at keeping it. But then other people would maybe say, yeah, but when we do get it, we need the people that are good at keeping it, and Gilmore would have been good for that. Which one do you subscribe to?
Listen, I believe both. But however, you're replacing him in a deeper role with McTominay, who is probably equally very good and can take it in tight spaces.
Not quite as tidy as Gilmore, is he, on the ball?
I think McTominay can handle himself on the ball. Okay, Gilmore is exceptional, but
yeah, it was more of a compliment to him than anything.
But it's further forward. I guess Steve Clarke has seen the relationship that Christie and Dykes have formed in previous games, and he sees that probably Christie can get up and support quicker than if McTominay was playing that role. So Gilmore then misses out off the back of that, because you're never leaving McTominay out, are you? Quite attacking, actually, in my mind. It's an attacking change, because McTominay, much more defensive minded than Christie, of course, if he was the one sitting in behind with John McGinn. So I think putting Ryan Christie in there, it's a positive move. Big night for him. He's done it in the big stage before, Christie, for us. He's been there and done it. So
the only thing I'd say tonight is, if you're playing Spain, and you touched on it there about Gilmore probably better on the ball when we've got possession to keep possession, we've got Dykes up the top tonight. Now, we've got guys that will go and play off him. I hope we don't get caught into this long ball up to Dykes, giving it away, giving easy possession to Spain. If we're going to get balls up to Dykes, it's got to be quality. Because if it's quality and he can hold it up, McGinn and Christie will make great movement off him, because they are brilliant at that. But it'll be all about the quality to Dykes, innit?
Very interesting team, I have to say. What do you think of it? Is it the right call? Is it the wrong call? 01419511025. Get your thoughts in right now. Andy is in Castle Milk. How's it going, Andy?
Not bad, lads.
What are you thinking tonight then?
I think we can easily get the draw.
Easily?
Yeah, I think, look, Spain are being given it all, big licks, how they're Scotland this, Scotland that. I think the pressure's on Spain. Because if we beat them, I'm not saying we are, but I think if we do, then their fans are going to get on their back, and they're also got Norway still to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to turn them out.
Oh, I would love that as well. I must admit, there's actually that fourth scenario, right? So win the game, qualify. Draw the game, qualify. Lose, coupled with Norway dropping points, qualify. The fourth one, which is not quite as exciting, but Alan points out on Twitter, a one-goal defeat is my best-case scenario tonight. Keeps us top of the group and in our own hands. So that, you know, that would secure us a better head-to-head against Spain. Mm-hmm. Say we lost 1-0, lost 2-1. Try and take care of the rest of the games and win the group.
That's well thought out. Yeah,
you know, good shout.
I mean, Andy's right. I mean, the pressure is firmly on Spain, and it makes such a pleasant difference from the pressure being firmly on our players. He's right. Home game, Spain have to win, and they've got Norway around the corner. The fans will be expecting, and that's difficult to play in, no matter which level you're at. Of course, the Spanish team full of superstars, so they play with pressure every week. But
and they also, honestly, go and Google their home qualification record. It's scandalous.
Only loss is at 5 games in 125.
I mean,
it's not bad, is
well,
it?
Got to
it's not bad.
Six sometime.
Aye, when's the sixth one going to come?
We're not even looking for a win tonight. A draw. We'll be celebrating a draw.
We're now taking a 1-0 defeat, apparently, as well.
Yeah. There's a lot, but that's a great thing about the position we're in. There's no matter what happens tonight, I still think there's a lot of positives, certainly going forward. We're in total control of this. I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know when it's going to be, but we're certainly going to be at the Euros. Because I think we've done enough. I think we deserve to be there. Be night tonight, it would be absolutely fantastic. We could celebrate that. But this is a good side. And as I go back to that team that Steve Clark's picked on, the more and more I see it, the more and more I'm starting to like it.
Andy, you happy enough with that team?
Yeah, I like it. In fact, I think, like, say, Dykes, maybe if the team are struggling, like, get him on the second half.
No, he's on from the start, sorry. So it would be Adams that would replace him later on.
Right.
Dykes starts.
Oh, Dykes is starting?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I feel like I never really heard the team. Is that? But, yeah, I think it's a good team. I think that's what we need. He's got the height.
And ideal for McTominay and McGinn.
Yeah, I think you've got to acknowledge the job Lyndon Dykes did in the home game. There's clearly a bit of that, isn't there, to try and replicate it. And he does, in many ways, because there's so many stars in there, but in many ways Lyndon Dykes is a real embodiment of how good this Scotland team is, because we just get this amazing tune out of a guy that was born on the Gold Coast and plays for QPR, or utterly miserable in the English Championship, yet here he is leading the line against Spain in Seville, and you would not be surprised if he had a telling contribution.
Never mind how he plays ability wise, if the ball bounces off him or he can't hold it up, he makes a nuisance of himself. And let me tell you, defenders, no matter the level they play at, do not like that. They don't like a running battle for 90 minutes, and Dykes gave them that, but he also added a lot to his game ability wise in the home game. Let's just hope He's bang on form tonight, because he's a man that's key to a lot of good stuff going forward for us.
And our best chance tonight for a goal might be from a set play. And look at the height that we've got in that team, and guys that can go and attack that ball.
The thing is, they actually cross the ball quite a lot, the Spain team.
Yeah.
So, interesting, you know, Scott McKenna in there as well. Kieran Tierney's unbelievable, so good. But the one thing McKenna offers would be in
need to defend their box. I know it's an obvious thing to say, but defend their box is critical tonight. And then following runners, or midfielders following runners in around the box for those little 1-2s is going to be crucial.
I really wish you hadn't reminded me of that stat. 125 home qualifiers, 5 defeats.
That's not great.
It's not bad, is it?
Let's make it 6. Thank you very much.
Steve Clark's got that pinned up in the wall.
Thank you to Andy in Castle Milk. Before we go any further, get your calls in right now. It's the perfect time to call. Get your reaction to that team. Has Steve Clark got it right or wrong in your mind? Let me tell you about this first. The caller said hello today, didn't make it, could not make me a winner. So we've got a rollover. Remember, it's easy to win the cash. You have to answer within the 5 rings and say, make me a winner. Don't say hello. I know it sort of goes against your gut instinct in these things, but make me a winner. Well, we could make you a winner of £110,000 on Friday. Imagine Scotland qualify for the Euros tonight and then you win 110 grand tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
You're chartering your own plane to Germany for next summer.
If you depict one, I know what one I'm going for. Make me a winner.
Well,
I say that and I'm not even entered.
You can have both. You do need to be in the draw. Text yes to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com, and online entries are £2 as well, or call 0330 880 4523, and calls are charged at a standard rate. It is over 18s only, and entries since David won on Wednesday have rolled over. All the rules for this network competition are online. So if you get the call from us after 3 p.m. Friday the 13th, don't know what sort of omen that is, answer within 5 rings, say make me a winner straight away, and the 110 grand would be yours. So get involved. If you do it right now, you get 3 entries for the price of 1 text entry. Don't say we're not good to you. Text yes to 61025.
Scotland in Spain. 1-0-2-5. Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here. It's 01419511025. It is an extended show tonight. We're on late, so much so Mark Wilson's gone for a coffee at 10 to 7. That tells you he's in for the long haul. Yeah. You're right there spilling that all over this brand new desk. What, good on you.
I've got to say, he should go for a mint.
Any coasters?
He should go for a mint. Every time he turns around, I'm getting that garlic.
I had a lovely lunch today.
Incredible. The studio was reeking of garlic.
The team, lovely team at AR26, took me out. It's my last day today at the charity. I move on to Pastures News. Thank you.
Is there a big move?
It's a big announcement.
Is there coming next week?
There could be a scarf above the head. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Fans of Brecon shuddering at the thought.
The tracksuit could be back out from
dust
the
off
charity
the old track
shop.
So the old pendles.
Is the AR26 tracksuit that you wore every night on here, is that now going into a charity shop?
What are you doing with that?
No, that's too good. I'll be still wearing that. That's the quality in it is too good.
Uniform you after you leave.
Well, I'll pick the AR26 off and I'll wear it as the Nike track. That was £100. Aye.
No way.
That's why I wore it every night.
Oh, I don't know.
Representing the brand.
I'm a bit disappointed.
No, so I've loved my time there. I've loved my time. It's been fantastic. And I'll still be there to help them. But I've got another opportunity that I'm going. So, for a nice lunch.
Genuinely, right? I've seen it up close. The blood, sweat, and tears you put into that place, no, genuinely, was remarkable. I hope multi-millionaire owner of the charity and national team captain looked after you. Do you get a good leaving gift?
Who celebrity chocolate?
Well, does it? The majority of them celebrations. That packet of celebrations went in a treat.
Worst chocolates in the world.
See, I was devastated to see you go.
They looked after me.
And somebody gave me celebrations, mate.
I thought he should have given me more than a Rolex, but I'll need to just.
I knew you would have got the big gift. It's an absolute must.
No, it was a great day. So thank you to everyone there.
There we go. He's distraught. You can tell. We're about to speak to Kenny. We're on Twitter as well. Where are we? Mark says, I'm very confident tonight. My drink of choice will be pints of Tennent's. Other lagers are available up until 9:45. Then pints of Rodri's Tears, says Mark Brown. I hope Mark Brown is right, I must admit.
Mark Brown, the goalie? Brown?
I suspect it's a different one.
I've seen him today.
Mark Brown, the goalie?
Yeah.
Where?
I've seen him at
your neck of the woods, isn't he?
Yeah, he picks his wee boy girl up at the same school as I picked my granddaughter up.
What are the chances that you just...
Produce
that name.
That's
genuinely
weird.
How would you recognise him? You don't recognise anybody.
Somebody told me. Big Gogic is in there as well. We're all there. All the celebs
Listen,
are standing.
If Gogic can do us a turn tonight, imagine a Gogic 93rd minute winner.
Yeah.
Of course. Aye.
Against.
I would take him celebrations to school
against Norway
next week.
Is he playing? I don't even know. I've not checked. Do you know who is playing? Incidentally, results elsewhere. Sweden's centre back pairing tonight is Gustav Lagerbielka and Philippe Helander, who was never fit to play for Rangers but has managed to be straight back into the Sweden team. They're playing Moldova, and Lagerbielka scored, actually.
Wow. Did he really?
He did indeed. So there we go. Celtic fans will be pleased to hear that, I am sure. Let's bring in Kenny, who's on the line. How's it going, Kenny?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. How's things with you?
All good in here so far. What do you make of that team, Kenny? Do you think Steve Clarke's got that right?
I actually think it's a cracking team to start off with. You've got that. I know the debate about Christie against Gilmore, but I think starting off, I don't think we're going to have a lot of the ball. Spain are going to be fast at the blocks, so we need Dykes up front just to hold the ball up, and with Christie and McGinn either side of him playing off him, I think they'll be able to hold the ball up further up the field. But with Gilmore on sitting in the halfway line, that would just invite Spain onto us.
I like Kenny's explanation, hopefully. Is it obvious that we're going to go a bit more direct?
Yeah. I think, put it this way, we've certainly got the option if we're under a little bit of pressure at the back. But going direct has got to be done the right fashion for me. It's pointless if you just kick long high balls up there and hope that Dykes is going to win flick-ons, because McGinn and Christie's ain't going to get the support to him. They can't time the runs. So we have to be sensible tonight. I like it because I think the press from the front looks very good. I think Dykes will do his share, But Christie's energy, he's one of the fittest guys you can imagine. I remember him running by Mark and...
I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. And you've got McGinn as well. So the front press tonight has got to be so, so important. I think we've got a lot of
energy.
You
think we will press from the front?
I think there'll be... I don't know if we'll press very high up, because if Spain play through you, which they're very capable of, then you're in trouble. But I think there'll be a trigger press somewhere. I think Steve Clarke will have worked on... There'll be a certain area of the pitch that Spain come into that Scotland will need to go and press. And that's where I think Christie... I think Christie's very good at it. I think his energy levels is are brilliant. He's one of the fittest players going about.
Yeah.
So, as I said, I was a bit surprised at the team, but I like it.
There were very few positives really from the England friendly. I did think Ryan Christie's sub appearance was probably the main one. He did make a bit of a difference, Mark. What do you make of Gordon's take? Because Lyndon Dykes has been brilliant for Scotland, no doubt about it. There have been some games sort of because he's there. There is that tendency to almost, I don't know if it's panic or, you know, always hit the ball up there in a fashion that is maybe a bit forced at times.
Yeah, there has been. We've been guilty of that. I hope it doesn't revert to that every time. But you have to go back to that Spain game, and there was a mixture in there. You know, he's keeping the ball in tight areas and using him. That's what we're going to need, a combination of it. It needs to be spot on. Otherwise, you're just giving the ball back to a quality team. If you play Adams in there, there's an argument that you'd be able to stretch a game perhaps and play the ball in behind. He's good at running the channels. Dykes probably isn't going to do that. So it's a toss-up. And I think when you've got that recent history, that game in your mind that Dykes does so well, then Steve Clarke has obviously made that judgment call tonight. Let's just hope he's on it. Let's hope that the ball's up to him. Are good enough for him to hold in. But that's spot on with Christie. Christie has that fitness, that pace to get round about him and pick up those loose balls.
What are you thinking then, Kenny? Obviously, we only need a point. A win would certainly do it.
I think Christie and Robertson on the left, I think the left is going to be the slight weakness in the Spanish side, and with the speed of Christie and obviously Robertson being able to get in front of him and get ahead of him, I think the height of Dykes is going to cause him problems.
Hope so.
It's about where Dykes' positioning is as well. I mean, there's no doubt Steve Clarke would have done all the analysis and sat his team down and pointed out the weak areas, and they would have looked at the game at Hampden. So it's about where Dykes pulls away. If that's a fullback traditionally, or if it's a weaker centre-half, then he has to identify that on the night.
He wins an unbelievable amount of flick-ons, but there have been games, you forget that it is. There are a lot of good defenders out there who'll be up against Laporte tonight, amongst others, that if it's just a straight ball right above his head with a sort of standing jump, he's not going to win them all.
No, and when you're playing against defenders of the class that these guys are, then, look, they figure you out after two or three long balls up. They know when to take their distances and whatever it may be. So that's why I'm saying tonight, if we're going to play into Dykes, and he'll be a big threat, and if we can get down the wide areas, I think Kenny's right there, if we can get Robertson and Hickey down the wide areas and putting some quality balls in there for him to go and attack, he can certainly do that as well. He's got that in his locker. It's a big game for him tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. Hope your optimism is well placed. Jamie has tweeted, Jamie's actually in the hospital with his daughter overnight, but he's tuned in for the big build-up. He's going to have a close eye, but a closer eye on his wee girl, he says. Quite right, going for a 2-0 win. Can't watch for obvious reasons, but I'll be tuned in with a close ear to you guys. Jamie, all the best to you, and hopefully your daughter is feeling better very, very soon. And that takes us up to time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
There's a great bit of speculation started on Twitter from Michael Steele is one of them, RW as well. You do realise you've just teased you've got a big football promotion, and there's a certain high profile job in Glasgow available at the moment. You're not part of the... Have you met Philippe Clement before?
Double agent.
He's not taking you in his backroom staff.
There's going to be a plant in there.
Can you confirm that your next job is not at Ibrox?
I can confirm.
There we go. You can all sleep well tonight. It is Beat the Pundit time. what an incentive for you. Come on here, beat the pundit tonight, sit back, watch Scotland record a famous result. This is a footballing night you will never forget. Or it could go horribly wrong on both of those. But we won't worry about that for now. Just call 0141 951 1025 and the lines close at 7.
Scotland in Spain. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It is a huge night for Scotland in Seville. A win or a draw, and Steve Clarke's side will be confirmed as going to the Euros next summer. Even a defeat, it could still happen tonight, but only if Norway fail to beat Cyprus. So strap yourselves in, because it promises to be a dramatic night ahead. Keep your calls coming. We're building up to the game. We're asking you how confident you are, or if maybe you're a bit more of the sort of need a reality check types. The Spain team are very good, fine. And any thoughts on the team, get them in, or anything else at all, after we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Okay, it is Beat the Pundit time. I think we finally got a winner last night on the listeners from Seville. Aidan from Seville.
Beat who?
Hugh. Got 6 out of 6. Ooh, Aidan.
Brilliant, Aidan.
Went for the 7. Got it. Went for the 8. Got it. I think it was the 9th or the 10th he fell down. But Aidan, he was top drawer. Really good. Because they weren't even easy questions. He was brilliant. Tonight, he actually lost on a true or false as well.
Oh, 50-50,
yeah.
Questions.
Right, let's bring in Davey, who's in Motherwell. How's it going, Davey?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, Davey. Oh, this could be like a Motherwell derby.
Oh, Davey. Do I know you, Davey?
No, a chance.
Good.
And if he does, he's
don't
not
go,
admitting
don't it. Don't go around in your circles.
That's good, Davey. I'll find you.
Mean?
I'll find you, Davey.
Davey, listen, very simple. He can be spotted one of three places. Asda,
yep,
in Motherwell.
All day, every day.
The school gates at Glencairn Primary School. He does have a granddaughter, I should point out. And Lanark Golf Course.
Yep.
Anywhere else, that's about, that's it really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You kind of, that's it. Like, you don't go anywhere else.
That's the Dazzler's life.
Greg's.
No, I don't do
you
Greg's.
You stopped the Greg's,
now.
Have you?
Tim Hortons Drive Through.
Oh, you must have had a pay rise in here.
Yeah, Tim Hortons Drive Through.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Greg's just across the road.
You know, the only reason he goes to Tim Hortons, he never used to. And I went one time, we were going to a game.
Got
and
a
I went,
coconut latte.
I got a coconut latte. Oh, and the woman gave us it for free, right?
Oh, right there.
And I said, I got that for free. He's never been out since.
I can't believe I'm dealing with two men who drink
coconut
lattes.
Oh, Dale Park, I got there as well.
Anyway, right, Davey, all we'll do is toss the coin. If it's heads, it will be Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, it will be the Motherwell derby. And I will get him to hand deliver the signed ball. You can meet him at Asda tomorrow.
No,
and it's heads. That's a nightmare. Mark Wilson.
To me.
Against,
all right. Good luck, David.
David, I'll give you a wee tip. Edinburgh City or St Johnstone will be one of the answers tonight.
No, study
not.
Falkirk.
I've checked.
Falkirk. Study Falkirk.
Get the Falkirk team up, mate, in Wikipedia.
No. Producer John. He's taking these digs to heart. There is no Falkirk questions tonight.
John. That's what you would say, though, as the quiz master.
I'll tell you what, if Davey beats Mark, I'll deliver it to him. There you go.
Oh, of course you could still do it anyway.
Saying yeah. This, like, this is some sort of treat for Davey. Depends. He doesn't want to meet you.
Depends where Davey. Where do you live? What part of Motherwell,
Davey? Don't tell him that, Davey.
I'm not telling you, no.
He doesn't want to meet you. He says I know.
All right, Davey. Okay.
Do I know you, Davey? No?
No, no.
Oh, this is weird.
Actually, I met you at Hampden at a concert last year.
Me?
Aye.
Concerts at Hampden?
Nah, Davey's
generally
didn't.
Sorry, I thought it was Mark speaking.
All right, you met you.
You met me at a concert?
Davey's from Motherwell.
What concert were we at?
I was out of that many last year, I can't remember.
Liam Gallagher or something like that?
Way too drunk.
Well, it was either Ed Sheeran or Liam Gallagher. Anyway.
Oh, see,
right, David, come on.
Let's play.
Couple
give
of
Gordon,
cool guys loving
give,
Ed Sheeran.
Give Gordon some greatest hits radio.
No, it's Mark.
Give Mark some greatest hits radio. Davey, you've got 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know, okay?
Okay, okay.
Right, your time starts now. What was the score last time Scotland played Spain away?
Spain.
Which former Man City player scored a double for Spain that night?
Oh, pass.
Who's the only Motherwell player in the Scotland squad?
Kelly.
What's the nickname of the Spanish team?
Pass.
After John McGinn, who's got the most goals in the current Scotland squad?
McTominay.
How many of the current squad play in Scotland?
Five.
Okay. Let's bring back Mark Wilson. Mark, yeah, can you hear us?
There are a couple of wee naughty ones in there, let me just say. Right.
All right. I think you're in for a shock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm glad it wasn't me, because see the one that you're going to ask about the opposition tonight? Right, okay, you know where I'm going.
Right, you ready, Mark Wilson?
Aye.
Time starts now.
Okay.
What was the score last time Scotland played Spain away?
2-1 Spain.
Which former Man City player got a double for Spain that night?
Oh, Rodri. No.
Who's the only Motherwell player in the Scotland squad?
I'll pass.
What is the nickname of the Spanish team?
The Spaniards.
The Spaniards.
After John McGinn, who's got the most goals in the Scotland squad?
No. Scott McTominay.
How many of the current Scotland squad play in Scotland?
Three.
Yeah, Davey, what are you thinking?
I didn't think it was possible to be worse than me, but he's done.
I know, Davey, you know what? That was my exact thought on the matter.
Are you putting the Spaniards in my head? Can you think anything else?
Oh, they were tough. They were really tough. We should have maybe advertised that it was a Scotland and Spain theme, like before.
Perhaps
we read the questions. The score of the last time Scotland played away in Spain was
3-1. 3-1. Silva, was it not?
And the Man City player who got a double for Spain that night was David Silva. Gordon Dalziel got it right. Incredible. Right, so none of you got that. So I'm a bit worried.
This is a good game.
I'm a bit worried at this point.
Half a boy each here.
However, no, because Davey is not only from Motherwell, he has an excellent taste in football teams as well. Liam Kelly is the only Motherwell player in the squad. 1-0 Davey. The nickname of the Spanish team.
Spaniards. Must be.
They have a few sort of variations.
It's got to be the Spaniards.
The Bulls. The Red Fury.
Right.
Yeah.
Spaniards on there.
No,
on there?
Absolutely not.
Can't believe you went with me.
Well, see if Gabs say one, oh, we beat the Spaniards, then I'll be claiming a point back.
No, don't be so silly.
Hold on.
Did David get
didn't get that.
No, it's still 1-0, Davey. After John McGinn, who's got the most goals in the squad? You're always going to go McTominay.
It's not.
It's Lyndon Dykes.
Ah, no! This is a best hope.
Mark Wilson, you're 1-0 down.
Oh, hold on.
With one question remaining. How many of the current Scotland squad play in Scotland? Mark said
one.
Three.
That's more than three.
One. What squad?
McGregor.
Oh, no.
Suter. Clark.
Damn.
Kelly. And I know he put.
Zero.
And I know he pulled out, but he was named in the squad. Ryan Jack is the fifth, technically. Davey got it as well. It wouldn't even matter because it's a nil. A zero for Mark Wilson.
A first zero can't get any better.
Oh, incredible.
Dear, oh dear.
Is this the first zero?
That's my first
You're
zero.
You're back to the zero club.
I'm in. What did Davey get? One?
Two. Well, what?
Two. Davey, well done. You deserved it, mate.
I was actually hoping that I got Gordon, right?
Oh, Davey, shut up. I don't like you, mate.
No, because I've got a confession to make.
Go.
No, Davey, it's Andy that Gordon beat last week. I've just used my pal's phone.
Are you from Motherwell?
I'm a hell, I just thought it'd be fun.
Do I know you, David? And I'm saying the same.
David doesn't even know Motherwell. That's how he didn't tell us where he lived.
I know exactly.
I'm that's class.
Done us. Well done, Andy.
So where is the sign ball on its way to? You're going to need to tell us at some point.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire near Motherwell.
I'll drop it off on the way home.
Oh. And you're not a Motherwell fan either.
Yeah, no, I'm a Celtic fan.
But you knew Liam Kelly though, and you got it. The sign ball is that's much closer, to be fair.
Yeah.
Stick it along there.
Well no done, wonder was he was good. Saying, no, I don't want to meet you. I don't know Mother. Well done, Davey, Andy.
Yeah, I had to try and play my card.
By the way, you sound a better Davey than you do, Andy. You sound off in Eddie's
so
when
sorry,
you turn
what
into
what
Andy.
Happened? Remind me. So, what happened last week when you played under your real name?
You get wiped.
I get beat with one.
Gordon. No, you get wiped, Andy. Or Davey, whatever you want to call yourself.
Thank you to Davey or Andy, the artist formerly known as Andy. Bonus point, I'll tell you what, I will wipe that zero off your record.
No, you won't.
If you can tell me,
right,
who scored for Scotland in the 3-1 defeat when David Silva got the double? I'm that confident. I will take every defeat that you've got this season off your record.
Anya.
No chance.
Oh.
I knew it was safe.
I'll go.
You won't get it.
O'Donnell.
You will not get it.
O'Donnell.
No. It was ages in 2011.
What, 2011?
Who was it?
David Goodwillie.
Oh, he scored a penalty. He scored a penalty. I've had a shocker. I didn't deserve the zero to be taken off me. So I'm in your club now.
You've been beat by a guy who doesn't even know his name and where he lives.
I know. He's given us names.
I know. Also, I know. But I'm concentrated on the game.
Davey,
can't expect me to know.
David Shrokandy, if his mother will stroke Yoker.
Right, keep your calls coming in. Let's quickly go back to Seville to check in with Gabriel. Gabriel, give us the Spain team. Are they taking it easy? Have they decided to rest a few?
Clyde One Super Scoreboard Scotland coverage with MoyerandSweeney.com, the top team for your defence.
No, Gordon, they will not be taking it easy. It looks as full strength as the Spaniards, as Mark Wilson would call them, could go. Luis de la Fuente has picked his side. Only three players who began the match at Hampden are starting this evening. One of those is everyone's favourite midfielder, Rodri. Let's quickly go through the 11. It's Unai Simón in goal. Carvajal, Lenormand, Laporte and Balde are at the back. Gavi, Rodri and Marino in midfield with Torres, Morata and Oyarzabal up top. On the 12th of October, today is a holiday here in Spain, the national day. That means that all the kids have been off, Gordon, so it's been creating a really special atmosphere throughout the city and in the stadium now, which is starting to pack out around me. But as I said, it's been a mix of red and blue jerseys all day. I spoke to plenty of supporters, loads of members of the Tartan Army, and they are all confident that their place in Germany will be sealed this evening.
They're actually quite good, aren't they?
All right, yeah.
When you mention it, when
not
you, when you
line,
put
not.
It like that, yeah. They sound all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know the Spaniards are a quality side, but individually, I mean, some top class players there that could beat any side, really. So it shows what a performance we're going to have to pull out the bag to even get a point, never mind think about winning the game.
I mean, where to start? Morata has got a double against Real Madrid this season. He's got a double against Feyenoord. He's got a double against Real Vallecano. Season quite good form. Gavi's
some player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Rodri might cry salty tears, but my goodness, he's a heck of a footballer.
Yeah. Let's not be kidding. There'll be quality players all over the pitch. It will be difficult. You've got to hope that they're not at their best tonight and we just, everything goes from us.
Anyone watching in the live stream, look at the selfie from the stadium in Seville that we've got to depict that Gabriel is reporting live. I'll tell you what, that is the face of a man who enjoyed his night last night, isn't it?
He looks very happy.
He's looking up to last night.
He looks like he's walked around in the sunshine. By the looks of him.
That's because I have, Gordon. The taxis all cancelled. The police shut off the roads. Started panicking, thought I'm going to have to walk. I had flashbacks. I had to do exactly the same thing 18 months ago for the Rangers Europa League final. 33 degree heat this time with my bags, my tripod, my radio kit. That's what I'm putting the tyre face down to.
Seriously,
okay?
you had
nothing
to walk.
Nothing to do with last night.
You had to walk to the
stadium. Yeah, I walked for an hour.
And he's going to you walk in the back.
Now.
Brilliant. It's not that glamorous, mate, is it?
Anyway, what's the mood been like amongst the Scotland fans?
Yeah, no, it's been really positive. They're actually just filing in ahead of me at the moment, Gordon. Only meant to have 4,000, just under 4,000 tickets. But it looks like there are way more than that in the stadium. And that's what we were expecting. Speaking to them at the Alameda Square and also at Plaza de España throughout the week. And everyone has been super positive.
We beat them last time. I think it'll be 1-0, no problem.
We're not under any illusions we're gonna thump them like we did at home. But we've got a great group of players. I think we can dig deep and we can get a draw out of this.
Well, we are the Tartan Army and we're going to Germany.
Go Scotland!
Yeah, well, they all sound confident, but has to be said, listening to that Spain team, my goodness, some very, very impressive players in there. So we'll see how it goes. Gabriel, enjoy your night. We'll speak to you very soon. Enjoy the next part of your night. Go and get a rest after that long walk to the stadium. We'll speak to Gabriel very soon. Someone else who I think is in the stadium. We're getting phone calls from the stadium. Kevin from Bathgate, but in the stadium. Am I right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's right, mate. That's right.
How are you feeling, Kevin?
Absolutely buzzing. Buzzing for it, mate. Buzzing.
What outcome are we going to get that we need? Going to get the one we need?
I think we're going to draw, but a win, we'll take a win, but a draw, obviously, that'll do.
I love the way people are saying that. I will take a win.
Take it, aye.
What do you make of the team, Kevin? Is that the team you were hoping, or someone else?
It's strong against a strong Spain team. Obviously, would have liked to have had Tierney in there, but it is what it is. But
Has it been a good trip, Kevin? That's what we really need to know.
Absolutely brilliant, mate. Absolutely shattered, no sweat, but brilliant.
Has it been like a planes, trains and automobiles thing, or did you get there quite easy?
No, quite difficult. We were a plane to Edinburgh, to Stansted. We had to wait in Stansted for 7 hours. Got a train to Malaga that was delayed for an hour. And a bus to Malaga to Seville, which was 3.5 hours.
They call him Lucky Kev.
The thing is, when the draws are made and it's a team like Spain, you think, I'll be fine, we'll get there easy. Yeah.
That's some dedication, that.
How many of you are over, Kevin? Is it a big group?
There's 9 years over. 5 years at the game now. The rest have been left in Malaga because they didn't get a ticket. So 5 years got a ticket, 4 didn't they? So they're sitting in the Villa and Malaga now.
That sounds alright as well, to be fair, doesn't it?
Every man for themselves there, isn't it?
What are you scoffing at? Would you take a Villa in Malaga or a night in Clydebank?
I reckon you would have gave up your ticket at the game and stayed in the Villa.
All day long. Especially with Gab's walking an hour, I'm not having that. But would you get through all that torment to go there and sit in a Villa and watch a telly?
Definitely. Kevin, just how does it feel to be this close to qualifying? Did you ever think we'd make such a start to a campaign?
See, when we first seen that draw, I thought it was just the first team that qualified, but then I found out it was just 1 and 2. But I'm very, very, very confident. If we didn't win the night or get a draw, Spain will beat Norway on Sunday and that'll be our truth. Happy with that.
Actually, that's a good point because I think people who listen to the show will realise I'm generally quite positive about Scotland. I love the Scotland games, always used to go. And I felt, now thinking back to when that draw was made, I remember being quite raging, thinking, how unlucky is that? That we've gone, you know, of the teams sort of down the pots, we get the one with Erling Haaland in it, and being quite frustrated because it felt like the team was in a good place and then the draw had just given us an absolute slap in the face. So to be in this position, Mark, from what actually is quite a tough group, because again, we don't have like an absolute minnow in it. I mean, I know Cyprus are, you know, struggling, but they're not of like sort of San Marino.
We could have got easier
level
than them, yeah.
And my goodness, Georgia tends to give you the fear over the years.
Well, I was going to say Georgia was the one for me as well that I looked at and thought, wow, we could have got so much easier than that. And got to be honest, I think a lot of people would have been the same as me. I looked at how many points we could accumulate. Cyprus, you think, yes, 6 points. But other than that, I was thinking, where are they coming from? You know, maybe a point at home here and there. To be in the position we are is astonishing. And down to Steve Clark, must take all the credit, him and his staff assembling the squad through a number of years now. You know, not just thrown together. Doesn't it give many people just a shot at the blue to come into the side and start? This has been built for a long time and we're seeing the benefits of it.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy your night.
Thank you very much, mate.
Kevin sounds all right, to be fair.
Kevin's happy. All right, just he's happy.
Sounds okay. He's got a second wind. I've been there before.
He's fallen asleep at some point.
Been there.
Or maybe a wee
on the bus.
Maybe shivering. We've all been there as well.
Right, okay. Good time to get your calls in. We'll keep the big match build up coming next.
Hi, I'm John McGinn.
I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
1-0-2-5 Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
20 minutes to kick off in Seville. Scotland are within touching distance of the Euros. It might be tonight a win or a draw or a Norway failure in Cyprus. If none of that happens, Sunday, Norway against Spain, and maybe then Norway drop the points that we would need. But let's hope it's a bit more straightforward than that. We can cross that bridge a bit later on It is 01419511025 to stay in touch with the guys. It is an extended show tonight. We are on late. I don't exactly know the time we're finishing. It's always a bit weird that, but we'll see what happens. We're trying to negotiate that if Scotland go 3-0 down within 10 minutes, we can just leave and go up the road for the night. But hopefully,
up the road for Big Brother,
it's a more positive outcome. And we will hope for the best on that front. Right, let me give you your teaser.
Oh, go.
I forgot about teaser.
You stay out of this.
Full time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions East Kilbride. Slat wall panels available in 7 colours. Now in stock at East Kilbride.
Now I have to say, sometimes when we've got a game on, the teaser we end up forgetting to like round off the answers. But we'll try. We'll see how we go. Thank you to Chris and Partick for sending it in. There are 10 Spanish players. See what we've done there.
Yeah. Spaniards
who've played for either side of the Old Firm since 2000. Can you name them?
There are
10 Spanish players to play for either side of the Old Firm since the year 2000.
Arteta.
Yes.
Cuellar.
Carlos Cuellar, yes.
The wee winger.
Novo.
Ryan Kent.
Novo.
David Templeton.
Novo's one, yeah.
David Templeton.
The wee lad that played wide right. Candace?
He's Spanish? Portuguese, isn't he?
Did you know? Was you know born in Spain and was brought up in Lisbon?
Ortiz.
Ooh.
And we have a big gun right away.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave it there no more for just now. That is 4 out of the 10. Juanma Ortiz, that's outstanding. Yeah. Mikel Arteta, Nacho Novo, Carlos Cuellar. Very good, that 4. Down and 6 to get. Thank you to Chris and Partick. And don't forget, if you want to hear your question used on the show, you want to hear your question flummox the pundits, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. Get those questions in for future use. We are now just approaching the 15 minute mark to kick off. The butterflies will be going, I'm sure. Mark Wilson, I think, you know, players are always going to get that on a big night. But what's great is this Scotland squad has now sort of grown together. They do have a relative level of experience in, you know, tough away games, sort of comfortable home games. They've even been to a major tournament that didn't go particularly well, fine. But they've now got that experience behind them, hopefully, that makes these occasions a bit easier.
Yeah, they've learned to deal with the expectation that's on them going away from home against some of the bigger nations. And they've experienced some great results in the last 3 or 4 years away from home. So that helps you along the road. And even the way they're feeling just now in the tunnel, you know, there's not that ultimate pressure that's usually on us as a nation and usually on the players, and critics ready to have a snipe at them as soon as they fall flat in their face. So they will know that they've put themselves in this good position. Everybody's rooting for them, and they'll know that if they slip up and do it in the right way. Listen, if we get beat 7-0, of course, people are going to have a go at them. But if they get beat tonight and they perform like we all know they can, they know they can still puff at their chest and go into the next game full of confidence. And again, that's the previous 5 games that's allowed them to do that. And the optimism's there in the nation. We're coming up against one of the world's best. So as previous caller says, we have to have a bit of realism tonight. I don't think anybody's expecting an absolute stunning performance that we've seen very few in my lifetime, even before my lifetime. But as long as we give a good account of ourselves, we can move on and certainly qualify at a later date.
Yeah, Mel is in Port Glasgow. How's it going, Mel?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. There's been a lot of confidence on this show tonight. How are you feeling?
I'm positive. I think with Dyke starting, it's like it's what we miss with England, and forget England game because it didn't matter. It was just a friendly.
I like that logic.
But Dyke starting, I think Steve Clark's looking for a result. I really do. It's a positive lineup, and I think Steve Clark is expecting a result from our boys.
I certainly hope Mel's right. Steve Clark was... I wonder if it's fixtures like this where you see the sort of Steve Clark... I mean, remember, his Kilmarnock team are unbelievable at getting results when they were our underdogs. What he's managed to do at Scotland is actually turn us into a good team where we can sort of easily beat other teams round about us and whatever. But I wonder, is he back in Kilmarnock mode tonight, trying to just manage the game properly?
I think one great strength that Steve Clark's got is organisation and discipline in the side. He'll have been through everything with these players. Okay, Mel, on you go.
So I'm really positive. Sorry, I'm hiding from my daughter.
No, that's the thing. That's why we wanted. I like that. I like a bit of live chaos in the show. What's your daughter's name?
So, I'm really positive about tonight. I think the Tartan Army has gone to Spain with our hopes high, and I hope we can leave with our heads held high too. And I'm looking forward to it tonight. Watch it.
What's your daughter's name, Mel?
Lucia.
Oh, honestly, I love that. Like, there is nothing worse because they know you're on the phone and they follow you. And I see this morning I was in quite an important phone call, and my daughter was going, "Look, Dad, jump rope, jump," and she was skipping with an HDMI cable.
But Mel's daughter's 36.
Ah, exactly. It's a bit different. Mel, well, I'll tell you what. Enjoy the game, and if we get the positive result, you're hopeful, or give us a call back. Why don't you?
I will do. And can I ask you a question?
I mean, I'm worried, but yeah, go on.
My son's a left footer in football. Can I ask who your favourite left footer is as a striker?
Brilliant. What a question that is. I mean, it's for you two, clearly. I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah.
Mel speaking to you as a striker.
Both of us.
Van Persie. I loved Van Persie.
Right, okay. Well seen.
Did you? I've never heard you mention Van Persie. Gareth Bale.
Oh, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Five Champions Leagues or something like that. He was.
Happy with those suggestions, Mel?
Yeah, it's a good teaser for the next time, I think.
There we go. Thank you very much, Mel, in Port Glasgow. Lionel Messi. He's all right, isn't he?
Oh, that just sums me up. In Maradona the night. For me. Forgot about Messi.
Yeah.
Maradona?
Yeah. Loved him.
It's easy now, not the question. Mel's away. It's easy.
Mel threw that way upon us there. We struggled a little bit. Listen, Mel's asking questions for a guy who gets zero and beat the pundit. I think that she should take it a bit easy tonight.
Very, very true. You've had a tough night, haven't you?
I have. That coffee's not kicked in yet. But well, just in March.
You had an hour and a half.
I know, but it takes time to kick in.
The break. Yeah. Mel saying, you know, Lyndon Dyke sort of fitting the team in Scotland, going for it and so on. Is this the type of night that... we do want to remain positive, but... just if it doesn't go to plan, that still doesn't necessarily mean Steve Parker picked the wrong team. Sometimes there may be only so much you can do. Like we've said, if they are bang at it tonight,
they'll beat us.
Do we have to accept that? Is that gap still there?
I don't care how the outcome is tonight. I'm looking at that Scotland team, and I would find it very hard to argue with Steve Clark's selection. I really do. Now you can look at Gilmore in there, but I just think there's a bit of strength. I like the fact that Christie's come in with that energy, a bit of pace, good player, Christie, very intelligent player. So, look, he's had to bring McKenna in for, obviously, Tierney. But apart from that, I don't care what the outcome is. I'm not going to criticise his team. It's all about the players. It's all about concentration. It's all about hopefully Spain have a bad night because they have got quality players. And that we have a terrific
game. And here's the thing, this is the next step for us as a team. If we're chatting about, if we're all confident that we're going to go to the Euros and get to the finals, we're going to come up against good sides in the finals.
And we're in the Nations A-League going forward.
Yeah, so we're going to come up against this level of opposition away from Hampden, where we can't even rely on the crowd. So tonight's a good test for the players. It'll be a good reference point, if we do, which we believe we will get to the finals, for Steve Clark to look back on and analyse the team selection, how players played in that system, and can he use it going forward?
Yeah, we play France on Tuesday as well. That'll be good fun.
That's not confidence building.
Seen some pictures coming in of the stadium in Seville, and Gabriel's obviously there. For all we complain about Hampden, and rightly so at times, not saying it's wrong, this stadium has got Hampden-sized gaps the full way round, not just behind the goals. It's got it on the far side. I know Hampden's got it on the near side with the extended dugouts. My goodness, the pitch is like right in the middle. And it's quite a distance for the Scotland fans behind the goal to view. But hopefully what they see is the ball hitting the back of the Spain net. Right, very quickly, can you name 10 Spanish players to play for either side of the Old Firm since 2000? Juanma Ortiz, Carlos Cuellar, Nacho Novo and Mikel Arteta.
Crosas.
Oh, yes. Snap.
One more.
A guy that doesn't know, Broto.
Javier Sanchez Broto. Well done. We'll get the rest. And kickoff from Seville is next.
Hi, I'm John McGinn.
I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
0141 951 1025. Clyde Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Now we wish you the best.